Hi everyone, welcome to Intercontinental Money Podcast. My name is Hassana, and again, unfortunately, Femi cannot be here, but I have our fantastic customer service support, Rhoda, here. So how are you doing today, Rhoda?
Yeah, I'm fine. What about you?
I'm good. I'm fine. So today we'll be talking about the role of great support in global transfers, because we believe in people before payment as well. And like I said, one of our incredible customer service lead here at One Remits is here, someone who has been on the front line helping our users feel more confident and in control during their international payments. So we know that payment is not just about tech, they're about trust, and you can build the fastest rails. But if a user is worried that their money is stuck in the limbo, it doesn't matter. And that's why great support is mission critical, because in cross-border transactions, uncertainty kills momentum. And we know that business owners need reassurance and real-time answers. So Rhoda, in your experience, what's like the biggest thing customers want in a stressful moment? So do you think it's speed, certainty, reassurance, or does all of this go hand in hand?
First of all, you need to give them this active listening. You need to make them understand that you understand what they're saying, you understand their situation, you know, show this form of empathy, and then be proactive in your response. You understand? That's like the first approach you give to a customer when they reach us, most especially the irate ones, the ones that are already angry. Okay? Mm-hmm. So you just empathize with them, make them feel like you understand the situation, put yourself in their shoes. Do you understand? Then afterward, you can go ahead to resolve the issue if possible. And if the issue is not something that you are to resolve right there, and then if there's any need for escalation or whatsoever, you need to give them this proactive, you need to give make them understand that, give them proactive responses like follow up, the update, you know, give them feedback. Okay, this is how far I've gone, this is what is happening, at what level, at what stage. Yeah, so that's basically it.
Okay, so what kind of first-time fears do users usually express, especially with international payments? In this regard, One Remits.
Most times, they are usually scared. Like, they have this security concern, like, this is my money, or how safe is this platform, and all of that. So, the first fear that comes to their mind is the security. Is your transaction safe? Is this platform safe? If they utilize it, is the payment okay? And then they also have this fear of technical issue, like, what if something happens and then the payment system just crash and it doesn't deliver or something? And also delay. Yeah, some of them, they're actually concerned about maybe, is this platform actually fast? Yeah, so is it going to delay? How soon is the recipient going to get the phone and all of that? Yeah, so that's it.
Let's talk about messy middle. The moment a user hits send and they start wondering, did I enter the right account details? When will it land? You know, like you said, the people that worry about security during their first time transfer. So let's talk about missing or incorrect payment details, no ideas how long it will take. What do you think is one avoidable mistake that causes major customer stress, based on your experience?
Sometimes is their impatience. Yeah, some of them are just being too fast to want to impute details. You know, they just want to do it. Sometimes they don't go through the instructions. They don't read through. Okay, like for instance, some persons will just reach out and said, okay, I made this transaction and it is supposed to have been delivered. And maybe on the terms and condition, maybe we actually stated it that your transfer is going to take 2 hours. Then after 5 minutes, they are reaching out. What's up? What's happening? Or for instance, it's supposed to take 10 minutes and in less than 5 minutes, they are reaching out already. Okay, so they need to calm down, understand how the system works, read through, and if in such situation there is some kind of delay for any reason, that's why the support team are here. You reach out immediately and then we check whatever the issue might be.
All right. Yeah. So do you have any memorable support case you can walk us through that was very intense but ended well?
Yeah, so I had a user who reached out. Yeah, it's just similar to what I just explained right now. Okay, so the reverser, it has to do with the reverser as at that time. The reverser process was supposed to take 24 working and 24 hours, right? So in less than that specified time, the customer reached out and he was already irate. He was already complaining. He was already screaming. And then I just need to make him understand that, yeah, I understand the reason why you need this, I understand the situation, okay, but then you just have to be a little bit patient. Yeah, so that was basically what happened around that time. But everything got sorted out because even before the estimated time, the money got reversed and he actually reached out to confirm that.
So you know how some people say they can't work in customer support because of how some customers respond to them in a mean way, or maybe they just keep asking questions. Basically, like you said, some of them will be irate and all. So how do you balance professionalism with empathy during your communication, when you're communicating with these people?
First of all, empathy can never be overemphasized when it comes to customer service, okay? You need to make these customers understand that you understand the situation. First of all, you need to make them comfortable, right? And then in as much as you're doing that, you still need to try to provide resolution to whatever they reached out for. But first of all, you really need to empathize with them. You know, there's this saying that said that customers are always right, right? So sometimes it's not really directly your fault. But then you need to empathize with them. You need to imagine yourself in that situation and then just apologize for the inconveniences, even if directly it's not your fault, right? So it is usually advice that as a customer service representative, as a customer service agent, you need to be empathetic and then try as much as you can to provide resolution to the customer. Even if directly it's not in your position to do that, you escalate to the relevant teams that can actually resolve it and then ensure that you give this customer feedback. Don't just escalate and then just make the customer feel like, okay, I've escalated. How would the customer know? So you need to relate to them, make them feel like, okay, this person is really on top of my matter, you know, stuff like that. So that's basically it.
Thank you so much, Rhoda. So right now, everybody's talking about AI, automation, chatbots. Why do you think human support is still irreplaceable, even in a world of all of this automation going on?
First of all, I'm going to talk about emotions. Okay, there are ways that human can express emotions that I don't think AI can do that. So and that emotions cover up for the empathy I mentioned earlier. It covers for the empathy. It covers on covers your tone, right? The way you speak to them, especially when maybe you're on the phone support, because this customer service actually covers so many channels, right? If you're in the phone support where you have to talk to customers directly, your tone, your empathy, your active listening, all of those things are something that I think personally that AI cannot just overshadow. Okay, so that's why I think that the human customer service is still very, very, very needed. Yeah,
I totally agree with you on that. So speaking on tools and habits, what internal tools or habits help you stay ahead of problems before the customers even raise them? Because I believe that, of course, when a customer complains about something, you most of the time have the answer or the solution to it. So what helps you stay ahead of these problems?
Okay, sometimes product knowledge. Okay, you need to understand whatever products you're representing, okay, so that when these customers reach out for any reasons, for any problem, for any issue, you are proactive. While they are talking, you already know that, okay, yeah, this is where this thing is, this is where it is, because you have the product knowledge of your company. Do you understand? So product knowledge is very important. And then you need to be, the difference between listening and active listening. Yeah, you can be listening, then if you're not actively listening, you might not really understand what the customer issue is. And then having to make the customer repeat whatever they have said before, most times the customer will just get angry. Like, come on, I've said this. So you need to actively listen. And then when the customer is done, you paraphrase. Like, you'll be like, okay, if I hear you correctly, you said this, A, B, C, D. And then the customer will confirm or will say, no, this is what I said. And then you go ahead to check your internal tools, whatever it is, and then you provide answers and solutions to the customer. And if it's something you can't provide right there, like I stated earlier, if it's something that you have to escalate to other teams to look into it, you just let the customer know, give them holding responses, let them know that you're actually working on it, and then give feedback as soon as possible. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rhoda. For instance, me now, I order food a lot. And most times, the places I order from is not because the food is the best, but because of their customer service. So what do you think makes the difference between a support that is just, oh, this is okay, and one that is unforgettable?
Okay, first off, I'm going to talk about proactive support. Okay, so if your customer service is the one that actually offer proactive support, like you address potential issues even before they become major problems, and then there's empathy, because most persons like it when you try to understand them, right? So if you're a customer service and then you're always not showing that empathy, trust me, even if it's me, I won't go back to that company for any reason. So there should be proactive support, there should be empathy. And then most times you need to work on feedbacks you get from customers, right? So when there are rooms for feedback and then this customer provide feedbacks, you need to look into them, work with it, improve where you need to improve. Yeah, and all of those things count. That there are things that actually make customers to want to go back to that same company for any reason. And we also have omnichannel support, right? So companies that have multiple channel medium to reach out to them, maybe the email, social media, the phone support, like they just have omnichannels, right? It's also an advantage because some persons will be like, I can't stay on the call. Some persons will be like, mail used to waste time. Some persons will be like, okay, let me just use X to send this message, and then they will just get a response. Okay, so those are some of the things that makes a company using their customer support to stand out. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rhoda. I've learned a lot from this, and I believe that the people listening to would have learned a lot. And at the end of the day, you've made us understand that moving money is moving trust, and trust is built not just on, not just through tech, but through the people who show up when it matters. In this instance, is you, and that human connection is the real differentiator. So before I let you go, if you could give one piece of advice to fintech founders or team building a support team from scratch, what would it be?
They should try to be more proactive, right? Proactive and empathetic. Like I said, this can never be overemphasized. You need to be empathetic, and then try to always work on feedbacks, right? Try to establish this media where you get to receive feedback, survey from your customers, so you can know and understand where you can work better, where you can improve on, what you can do better, and all that. Because to you, you might think you're actually doing the most, but when you get feedback, you understand that, okay, this is where I need to improve on, this is what I need to do, and this is not what I need to do. So you need to work on your empathy, work on feedback, and then be proactive. Provide proactive support. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Rhoda. Again, at One Remit, we believe in putting people before payments, and that starts with the way we support you. And if you want to hear Rhoda's voice, or you want her to solve one problem that you are having with cross-border payments, visit www.oneremit.co or reach out to us to experience global transfers with real human support. Thank you so much, Rhoda. It was nice having this conversation with you.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Bye.